Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to another monthly bonus episode of In Sickness and in Health, just in case you weren't completely fed up with us. This is the podcast where we chat about all the nitty-gritty details in marriage and relationships as we find out the non-negotiables, the things you absolutely wouldn't put up with in sickness and in health. Each month, we'll tackle your weekly moans, share your hilarious messages, and involve you in the conversation around your absolute non-negotiables. And to be part of the conversation, reach out to us on Instagram at In Sickness and in Health Podcast, or send us an email or voice note to isaih@spirit-studios.com. All right, let's get stuck in.
Okay.
We recently asked you guys on Instagram to send us examples of the type of people that annoy you, and we thought that we could read some out here.
Well, yeah, that's become a thing, isn't it? Your list of people that annoy you. So obviously our listeners are very much into that, and they've been sending in all their people that annoy them.
I'm not happy unless I'm annoyed.
I know. So here we go. We've got, I'll rattle these off and I'll get your reaction. Couldn't think of that word. Right,
so people, we're getting put off by a squeaky chair.
There's a squeaky chair. Doesn't take much to put us off.
It doesn't take a lot to throw us, does it?
Right, here's one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. People who stop in shop doorways to have a chat.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
People who stop. And
full stop.
For in the most bizarre places.
Yeah. Remember that woman at the airport when we were coming back from Norway? We were getting picked up. And we came out and you had to go up a ramp and round a corner. Obviously, everybody's got suitcases. She stood right at the corner of the ramp where you go up and have to go around.
Yeah.
And she made it.
Look at her phone or something like that.
I don't even know what she was doing. And she was an old woman. And I was like,
nothing against women. But yeah, like if you do need to look at something or read something or stop for a second, move yourself out of the way.
Take a second.
Just take a step and go by the wall or something like that. Don't stand in the middle of the thoroughfare.
No way.
I think that's the right word.
Thoroughfare?
Yeah.
Never heard that.
There you go.
People, here's another
one. I'm sure I've used that word wrong.
Yeah, I bet you have. People who say, agree to disagree.
Well, whenever I hear
that. Well, agree to disagree.
No, but whenever I hear that.
That's very passive aggressive,
if someone
actually
ever says to me, agree to disagree, I go, no, let's agree that you agree with me. Because it's just off of The Office.
Right, okay.
Agree to disagree. Now, let's agree that you agree with me. Okay, David?
Oh, is that when he's getting fired?
No, it's when he's getting told off.
Right.
He's like, I don't think you're doing it well. I think I am doing my job. Well, agree to disagree. No, let's agree that you agree with me. That's all I think whenever I hear people say that.
That is quite annoying, though. Agree to disagree. Oh, fine. Here's another one. Grown-ups that hold their nose while jumping in water. That's made me laugh because I've never thought about that before, but hearing it, I'm like, yes, absolutely.
I gotta be honest, I don't jump in water that often.
Well, grown-ups who jump in water from a height, let's start there. Yeah, if you're holding your nose jumping in water, do you know what? That's That's an ick.
But if the water all flushes up your nose and you get that sore nose feeling.
Get out of it. Yeah, no, I'm way that person. I bet that was a woman that sent that.
I'm not around water enough for that to be a problem for me.
Well, yeah, no.
Shall I do the next one?
Go on then.
Because you've read a lot, haven't you? People would go to gigs, then stand and chat to each other through the whole thing. Why have you paid money to be here? Go talk somewhere else. What gigs are they going to?
Well, to be fair, James.
Go on.
To be fair, we went to a gig a while ago. I'm not going to say what it was because I'm pretty sure the person in front of us will remember us.
Right, yeah. Right? No, I'm totally with them.
And Marona me.
Yeah, they were really drunk.
Did they too just want to... because, listen, gigs are loud, but people are fucking loud.
We went to see probably one of the biggest bands in the world.
One of my favourite bands.
And we were like, do you want to fucking pay attention to the band?
Yeah. They were talking, they were laughing, they were trying to get your attention.
They were.
She was talking to me.
Yeah, and
she was like, oh, if you get up and dance, I'll get up and dance. And I was like, can you shut the fuck up? I'm not here to listen to you
slightest. Do you know what? I did a total 180 then. I was like,
yeah, I know you did.
Because I was like, you don't really hear people talking when bands.
Yeah, but
no, we did hear them. They were drowning out a fucking live band.
Yeah.
A live rock band.
Yeah.
We were struggling to hear them over them talking.
Yeah.
Although the venue we were at is one of the shittest venues in Britain. And you'll all know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, but I'm with these people. I'm with every single one of them. People that annoy me.
Yeah.
Well done.
Absolutely right.
God,
yeah,
you
I forgot
guys
about
just
that.
Know what we're talking about. I love our listeners.
They're great, aren't they? They're
them.
The best.
Right, so obviously this is a little bonus, and what we like to do in the bonus is talk about stories or, you know, have voice notes that we've not managed to do during the normal
episodes.
Yeah,
you guys do such a great job of getting in touch with us and giving us
and
your
some of them
stories
are too funny.
And telling us about the people that piss you off.
They're too funny not to mention.
We have to make these special monthly podcasts.
So here
episodes.
You go. You ready for this? Because we've got a voice note.
Brilliant.
Let's go.
Hello. I just wanted to say I'm a big fan of James and Claire's podcast.
Claire, yeah.
My name is and I wanted to basically give him a funny story. When I was going out with my ex, I was like kissing her and that, and then I kind of accidentally burped in her face.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, she didn't take that too well. And then a few months later, I kind of found out that she was cheating on me with her best friend. So, yeah.
He burped in her face while kissing.
There's a lot going on there.
There was a lot going on there.
First of all,
I don't think his name's.
Also,
he went, my name's.
Also, do these indoors, guys. Don't do them out in the middle of the street in traffic.
He's on a bus. And by the way, that is not good bus etiquette.
No, right.
Ryan, a lot going on. There was a lot going on. So
busy traffic.
He riffed. He was kissing his girlfriend, and he riffed
in
her
face. Yeah.
And she didn't like it.
He would.
But then he found out that she was cheating on him anyway.
Yeah.
So glad you burped
funny
in her face.
Funny story. Like, yeah, at least you got to burp in her face. I bet you wish you could go back and burp in her face again. Funny story. I don't know if I can add any more to it, to be honest with you.
No, I don't think he needs anything.
I think the story was there.
Yeah.
I think everything that I wanted to... I was laughing quite a lot.
He doesn't need anything from us. He just wanted to share it. And thank you very much for sharing. Although she was cheating on him with her best mate.
Yeah. Fucking.
I don't know. There was just a question there for me.
People are strange,
isn't it? Yeah. Right. We've got another message here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to read it or
shall I? I'll read it for you. Hi, guys. Love the pod. Good. Thank you. Wondering if you could help me. I'm getting married next year and it's come to the time to pick wedding songs. Sorry, ooh. I thought she was going to say something else. Pick a partner. I'm getting married next year. I'm due to get married next year. I just want to know who I should get married to. Proper ick in itself. However, I'm having issues because my partner and I have completely... In fact, she says my partners and I...
I knew you were going to pick on that. It's obviously a typo. Carry on.
I have completely different... Oh, it might be a polyamorous relationship.
Fuck, what a nightmare.
He likes modern dance music.
Oof.
And I am definitely of a Madness, The Jam, The Beatles kind of girl.
Oh, hen.
I don't want to listen. I'm only halfway through this message, but don't marry him.
Don't do modern
dance music.
What does that mean, modern dance?
Don't fucking do it.
What does modern dance music mean?
Don't marry a bloke that likes modern dance.
What does that mean?
Well, he obviously loves dancing, Claire. He loves music to
but
dance
modern,
to.
Is dance music, it's like... Oof, oof, oof.
I guess so, I wouldn't
so
know.
So what's modern dance? What's the difference?
One that came out last week.
Modern dance makes me think of like somebody on a stage like... This is a modern dance.
Right, interpretive dance.
Yeah, anyway. Oh, either way,
go
it's not
it.
Good.
Don't
not
go
good.
Through with it. My question is, what songs did you have and how did you get him to agree with the songs I want? How do I get him to agree with... And how do I get him to agree with the songs I want? Music's really important to me, so I want it to be right for potentially one of the biggest days of my life. Of course you do.
Yeah.
Music's very important to us. Oh, what are you doing? If music's so important to you, and you've obviously... you've got good taste. Madness, The Jam, The Beatles, brilliant bands. You obviously care about music and care about the type of stuff that's going in your ear holes. what the fuck are you doing, love? Yeah. Get the fuck out of there.
You can't say that. They're going to get married.
No, that's it for me. If you liked modern dance music, we wouldn't be married, Claire.
I don't know
what that says about me. Maybe I'm very shallow or something. I can't. Married to someone that likes, and quote, modern dance music.
I don't even know what that means.
Get out.
Right, well, here's what she's
got. Push the ejector seat on that.
Here,
pull up.
Here's what she's got on her side, right? How do I get him to agree with the songs I want? Right, your songs are very much more wedding friendly.
Yeah, your songs are classics. They've stood the test of time, those
Correct.
Bands.
Correct.
They will never be bad.
Correct.
Modern dance music, the jury's still out for that. And I don't think time's going to be kind to modern dance music.
Her question is to us, though, what songs did we have at our wedding?
Well, we had, it was easy for us, wasn't it? So our first dance was You Do Something to Me. We had amazing bands play. We had The Milk come and play at our wedding.
We
had Ocean Colour Scene come and play at our wedding.
We did.
It was a fucking brilliant party and the place was rocking because the music was so good.
That's it. The music can make or break it.
The music was so good. You don't want... If I'm at a wedding, first of all, I don't want to be at a fucking wedding anyway. I'm done with the weddings. I'm done with them. I'm done with them. And if you're a mate of mine and you're listening to this, because I know a couple of our friends do listen to it. Because
we've got a wedding coming up.
Because they're pals.
Remember.
Oh, so we've got this wedding coming up, right? And I've got to be honest, it's one of my best mates.
Yeah.
I think
he was your best man.
He was my best man. I think he's booked this wedding around me.
No, we have... James!
Because first of all... No, he has totally understood what... guests want and do not want
right,
from a
yeah,
wedding.
That, yeah.
First of all, there's no ceremony. They're having the ceremony the day before.
Oh, okay.
And
so we're just going to a party?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
And they're just like, who gives a fuck about the ceremony? We'll have the ceremony and we'll get married. You guys don't have to worry about that.
Right.
We're just turning up to food, dancing, drink, music.
Right, okay.
Because he was like, I don't want to turn up to a ceremony. I don't want people to have to turn up to a ceremony. Absolutely brilliant. And it's not too far away.
Perfect.
I was like, mate, thank you. I will be there.
I will be there. You can count on it. What's your advice for Beth?
Get out. Get the fuck out of there.
You can't
Run
say
away.
That.
No, you can't. What, you're going to stay married to this person? You think you're going to spend the rest of your life with modern music, modern dance music, man?
Listen, right, for us, music's a big thing.
For her, music's a big thing. Look at the bands she's listed there. She's not someone that doesn't care about music.
Well...
And I assume there are more people that aren't as passionate about music than there are people passionate about music. She's clearly someone that loves her music.
Right, but she still loves him. She's still marrying him. She's just saying, listen...
It's never going to last.
This is when surely...
It's never going to last.
Surely this is when you can play that card. Nothing against women,
but
you can go, hey, I'm the fucking bride. This is my day. I'm doing this. And I'll tell you something, if he doesn't bend... then maybe there is a problem.
No, get out, because you're going to have so many long car journeys. If you want to spend the rest of your lives together, you are going to spend so much time in the car with each other. It's not going to work. It's not. I'm sorry, Beth.
James, you can't say that. That's a terrible thing to say.
No, I'm helping her out. I'm doing her a favour. In a few years' time, she's going to look back and go, thank God.
I listened to James Buckley. Right. Move on. Sorry, Beth. We don't really have much of an answer.
I do have an answer. I told you.
Stop.
I told you what to do.
That. You can't say that. Just here's the advice. Put your foot down, Hen. Put your foot down.
No,
right.
It's not even just about
because also he doesn't care about music. He doesn't care if that's his music.
Modern
but listen,
dance
he can
music.
Have a couple of dance tunes later whenever he's a bit pissed. But all the important ones, you pick them.
Modern dance music.
Right, next story.
Shall I read the next one as well?
Yeah, go on. Oh, do you want me to do it?
It's a short one. I'll do it.
Okay.
Hi, James and Claire. Listening to episode 29, and sleep talking / noises came up. Don't even remember.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember talking about that at all. My fiance is fucking terrifying at night. Sometimes she will sit upright, having full-blown conversations with whatever demons are in the bedroom, and just lie back down as if nothing happened. That's it. That's all the message.
That's it. That's it.
That's all there is to that.
All right. Well.
Thanks for letting us know. No, that's terrifying. Absolutely horrendous.
No, I don't care.
You don't care?
Well, she's sleeping.
I've got to be honest. I love sleeping.
Yeah.
It's up there with my top things to do. When I go to bed at night, I can't believe my luck. I'm so excited to go to bed. Mm. I don't think... I think I'd sleep through it.
Yeah, no, you... I mean, famously, you have. You've slept through, you know, the first 10 years of your children's lives. You know, Harrison would be up.
Slept through the first 10 years. Go to sleep at night.
Yeah.
I'm there when anything happens.
No, I'm talking about at night. A lot happens during the night. There was a lot of feeding. There was a lot of changing nappies. There was a lot of throwing up.
Oh, no, don't paint me with that brush. Because when they were dead young, we were a little team. Because I was getting the hot water. We were up together. Come on.
That was when A, Harrison... And it was when he was much older. He was about 3 months already because I breastfed.
No, I was up. I remember we were still at your mum and dad's because we had to... I'm not having that. No, I was there. I was helping you.
Okay.
You're going to get people on my back now. You're going
right,
to get people...
Okay. Fine.
No, am I wrong?
No, you were there, but it didn't last very long.
I was there all the time.
Okay.
No, I was.
Fine. Fine.
We're going to fall out now.
All right.
I'm not having that. And I agree with you with most things. And I will hold my hands up and say what a terrible fucking human being I am all the time. I'm not having that because we had that little bowl, that little cream plastic bowl thing. I was making sure you had the dish in the middle. And it had the wipes on one side and the nappies on the other.
Yeah,
I was
right
there.
At the
I was getting the hot water, getting the...
Right at the beginning, I didn't
physically do the thing because I can't be around shit. Because
yeah,
it makes
so
me
I was
feel
up
sick.
Anyway.
But I was with you. I was getting the stuff for you.
Yes, right at the
And then
beginning.
You'd have to get them a bottle because they needed fed
yeah,
before going to
right,
sleep.
Right at the
I remember
beginning,
it
you
very
were.
Well.
Yeah, right at the beginning you were. We did not so much.
I was working.
Okay.
I was working. I was off
Also,
out.
What about when, like, even nowadays, or for the last one, they
can't
throw
help
up.
If I'm asleep.
Yeah, but hold on.
Go on.
If they throw up, you'll wake up and you'll be like, oh, God, you all right? Do you need any help? And I'm like, no, it's fine. And then you'll go into the guest room.
Well, because you said, no, it's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Right, carry on. No, you're great.
Listen, that's Jude's 10. He should be on a fucking train by now on his own, being out of hand and stuff.
Yeah. All right, we've got one more story. Hi, guys. Thanks for the podcast. It entertains me on my commute to work every Tuesday. Anyway, this is going to be anonymous for reasons you will understand shortly. My partner and I have been together for 8 years and engaged for 2. Oof, slow mover. My partner was trying to...
I think that's normal, Claire.
8 years.
Yeah, I think that's...
No.
I think we're just...
Absolutely not. Anyway, my partner was trying to initiate some intimate time together when I realised I needed to go to the toilet prior for a number 2. All was fine. We are pretty comfortable with each other. So he was like, go for it. as in go to the toilet, yeah. get it out, come back, we'll get on with it. Yeah. So I finished the job and went back to him and swiftly bent over.
See, I got to be honest, I don't
want
to
be doing it that
yeah.
way. So you've had a shite, please. No, but also, for I don't want to.
There's the, you know, there's a time frame that has to go
you
on
got it
between.
Wait,
between
isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, my partner quickly said my name very gently, and I asked him what was wrong. He very kindly said to me, "Go wipe your bum." I was mortified. I pushed him away and ran up the stairs. I checked in the mirror and realised I had missed a patch whilst wiping earlier.
Bit of downstairs action going on.
Yeah, was she going back upstairs for you, dirty bugger?
Downstairs sex. Wow.
I was so mortified, I started crying. Luckily, my partner is so lovely, he came upstairs holding back his laughter and said, "It's fine." Which I imagine he said it like. Mm. I cleaned myself up and he was not put off by me and was still willing to be intimate. I am still embarrassed to this day, but it showed me that he was a keeper because he has never ridiculed me for it. You would bring that up all the time. If that, in fact, it would have been fucking told on the podcast by now if that was me.
Just wipe your arse properly.
Right, listen, that's fine. Listen, wipe your bum properly. Sure, right? However, if I had just been for a shite and then me and you were got to do it, I would not go to the let's do it this way. Play it safe. You've just had a turn
it. It doesn't matter what way. They're all the areas are very grouped down there, aren't they?
I know, but still, I wouldn't still have bend
get,
our.
Yeah, you're still going to get... You're still going to...
Who can be bothered bending over these days anyway? Jesus.
I do it all
I
the time.
I got to lie down. I got to lie down, get comfortable, hurry up, let's go. I'll make you a sandwich after. Anyway, that brings us to the end of this very special bonus episode.
Thanks to everyone that did write into us. And
oh, yeah.
Keep everything coming in because, you know, we do put them in these bonus episodes.
Absolutely, yeah. And don't forget that you can send in your weekly moans, the people that annoy you, your non-negotiables, your train etiquette stories, your funny relationship stories, and also subscribe on all platforms, follow us at In Sickness and In Health Podcast, or send us an email or voice note to isaih@spirit-studios.com.
It's not gonna work.
That is ridiculous. What happened to like just do like sickness and join us again on Tuesday with another episode of
In Sickness and In Health.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.